You know, you've heard the warnings before. People won't want to hire you if they think you're a serial job hopper. Well, my next guest says we spend far too much time teaching young adults how to get hired and not nearly enough time teaching them how to quit. Mandy Woodruff Santos is a Yahoo Finance contributor and co-host of Brown Ambition podcast. Mandy, great to see you again. So, okay, look, you quit your job. You're clear about this. 7 times in 10 years. How did you make that work for you?
Listen, I believe emphatically that people need to know how to quit. You need to know when to identify when you are finished with an employer and when it's time for you, for your own best interest, financially and career-wise, to move on. The reason I was able to quit 7 times in 10 years without having much damage, if any damage at all, if anything, it helped me accelerate my career to new exciting heights, was because I did it thoughtfully. I always quit with compassion, which means I turned in excellent work. You know what? Let's just elephant in the room here. I quit Yahoo Finance.
You
that was
did.
One of my 7 jobs. And not to make things awkward, but I quit when I was ready to take on a senior director level role, and I wanted to move on. And so I joined a startup. And for me, that was all about how can I pivot to a different field at an opportunity that would give me the challenges that I was looking for to manage a team. And honestly, for me, it made the most sense. And I think because I did it thoughtfully, and I was always able to tell that story to my next employer, and they could see my rationale, they could see my logic. They didn't look twice or second guess at all why I had left so many times over such a short period of time.
Let's talk about some of the reasons why you might job hop. I mean, people, I think their mind first goes to salary. I'm going to, you know, move up the ladder. And with each job, I want to be able to get paid more. But you say don't fall into that trap of always moving for higher pay.
Absolutely. While I do think salary is important and obviously you want to get, you know, fair compensation, it can't be the only reason why you're leaving a job. You need to be getting professional development that maybe you weren't getting at your current place of employment. You need to have better career opportunities, and that may mean taking a pay cut. Yeah, taking a pay cut sometimes is necessary, especially if you're trying to pivot into a different field, and you have to acknowledge that you have to come in at a lower level than where you were at before. Also, company culture, and especially post-pandemic, or I guess in the thick of the pandemic, even now, a lot of people are looking for, you know, what's a company culture where I will feel accepted, that will allow me to say work from home, work remotely. These are true perks of the job that I think employees should be looking at in addition to compensation when they're considering moving.
All right, I want to get to this one because one of your tips is don't let a sense of loyalty to your company keep you tied to that employer. Talk to us about that.
I think this is especially something that women struggle with. I think it's in our nature to want to be of service and to help build, and you hire people and you feel a real personal attachment. Like, we're talking about human beings here. I made great friends at every job I worked at. But at the end of the day, you know, who's actually looking out for me and my career prospects? That's me. And I know that a lot of employers, of course, they have great, you know, performance tracking. They have great performance reviews. You may see your career track at a certain employer, but at the end of the day, they are always going to be worried about their bottom line, which is not, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. But I think as employees, we have to understand that we are the ones looking out for our career prospects. And even though we may feel a great sense of gratitude toward an employer for taking a chance on us or giving us a certain opportunity, at the end of the day, we have to be loyal to ourselves, our family's needs, our personal and professional goals, and to always put that first. That doesn't mean that you have to, you know, quit. I say quit with compassion for a reason. It doesn't mean that you're quitting a job and you don't care about the people you've been working with. You're turning in great work. And in every case, when I was leaving an employer, I always tried to leave them in better shape than before I got there. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, too. You never know when your paths may cross again with the people that you are leaving behind today.
Well, I think this is a perfect example. You left Yahoo Finance. Now you're back as a contributor. Yeah. And here we are chatting on the air. All right. Lots of great tips there. Mandy Woodruff Santos, thanks so much. We'll see you soon.